With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. A House committee is advancing a proposal to delay a voter-approved medical marijuana program by 1 year. The bill sets up a summer study to look at implementation, but critics worry the state will scrap what voters passed and create their own. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
Last week, Governor Noem announced plans to delay implementing a medical marijuana program in partnership with legislative leaders. Noem says the bill gives the state flexibility to set up the program correctly. Republican Speaker of the House Spencer Gosch says the legislature is navigating a large workload this session while dealing with the pandemic.
The idea that we don't care about the will of the people, I think is very premature, and I think it's very inappropriate, because we do. In fact, this bill is not repealing it. This bill is simply giving us time to be able to evaluate it.
The state is contracting with a cannabis consulting firm that they say recommends the delay. The ballot question that legalized medical marijuana passed with 70% of approval by voters and was set to go in effect on July 1st of this year. Supporters say it is self-executing. Liz Tiger is from Spearfish and opposes the delay. Tiger, who has chronic pain and arthritis, says by not implementing what voters approved prevents patients from accessing much-needed therapeutics for another 20 months.
And there's time you just don't get back. You don't get any days back in your life. When they're gone, they're gone. And if we can make these days better, and if we can bring a quality of life to people that they don't have right now, I think we should do that. And I think that it's a really bad idea to hold off on that for almost 2 more years.
Tiger says she's concerned lawmakers will scrap the program that was voted on in November. She says lawmakers should use initiated Measure 26 as a framework and build upon it, as opposed to starting from scratch. The House committee passed the delay 10-3. It heads to the floor. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Pierre.
Lawmakers have rejected a bill to require quarterly flight records for each state aircraft. The report would have listed the purpose of using the plane, the names of people aboard, and costs associated with flying. The quarterly report from the Transportation Department would have required details on each trip, the purpose, who was traveling, and the cost of the flight. Senator Troy Hinert sponsored the bill. He says information on the use of state aircraft is unclear. Hinert says an online article published by Raw Story raises questions about how Governor Kristi Noem has used state travel.
But what that article did show is it took an investigative reporter to match FAA flight logs and go back through the governor's Twitter feed and try to decide or discern where she was and for what purpose.
In 2006, voters approved a ballot initiative that requires all state aircraft to be used for state business only. The State Department of Transportation opposed the proposal. Attorney Bill Nevin says it would be difficult to provide all the information in a timely manner.
The bill would require DOT to obtain that information concerning the purpose of the trip and the landing and departure times for each location, along with all the other information, either through BOA, obtaining it at the time of booking of the flight, or somehow from the various agencies for each person on the flight, which results in a substantial duplication of effort.
The committee used a legislative procedure to kill the bill. State senators have rejected a bill that would have helped residents who lost their homes when the ground collapsed in a Black Hawk neighborhood and exposed an abandoned mine last year. The legislation would have allowed residents affected by disasters to get low-interest or no-interest loans from the South Dakota Housing Authority. 15 families lost their homes when a sinkhole exposed an old gypsum mine in the Hideaway Hills neighborhood in April of 2020. Senator David Johnson told colleagues that half the homeowners affected have filed for bankruptcy.
Legislative coverage is brought to you by the South Dakota Bar Foundation, SDN Communications, Missouri River Energy Services, Touchmark Retirement Communities, the Boyce Law Firm, and the Friends of SDPB.
The South Dakota Department of Health will lower the age for COVID-19 vaccinations to those who are 65 and over. Health officials say those who qualify in that age bracket should be eligible for shots beginning next Monday. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports that South Dakota has received more than 189,000 doses of vaccine and administered nearly 163,000 of those, or about 18,500 doses per 100,000 people. That's one of the top rates in the country. State officials say about 16% of South Dakota's population has received at least one dose of the vaccine, and more than 7% has received two shots. The 8th Circuit Court of Appeals has resolved a legal challenge to South Dakota's restrictions on initiated and referred measures. The appeals court heard arguments in December in the case short-titled South Dakota Voice versus Christy Noem. The 8th Circuit has found that the 2019 law at the center of the appeal has been replaced and is moot, but the constitutionality of petition deadlines is headed back to South Dakota Federal Court for resolution. Victoria Wicks has this report for SDPB.
South Dakota Voice and Corey Heidelberger challenged House Bill 1094, passed during the 2019 legislative session. That bill required people petitioning for referred and initiated measures to register with the state, put their names into a public database, and surrender identifying information while carrying petitions. In January 2020, South Dakota Federal Circuit Judge Charles Kornman found that law to be an unconstitutional burden on free speech. After that ruling came out, the South Dakota legislature passed Senate Bill 180 to fix some of the problems with the prior law. But the state still challenged Judge Kornman's ruling on the old law, asking the 8th Circuit to vacate it. South Dakota Voice then cross-appealed, asking the 8th Circuit to address a question Judge Kornman did not answer. Is the deadline for submitting completed petitions a year before the vote unconstitutionally long? The parties argued before the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals late last year. There, Judge Jonathan Kobus asked South Dakota Voice attorney Jim Leach about what should happen with that unanswered question.
Would we remand or would we dismiss for lack of jurisdiction because we don't have a final order on that last claim, that fifth claim?
Either one, Your Honor. Either one. We're happy with either one.
I know you're happy. I'm wondering which one's right under the law.
I think that's ultimately your call, Your Honor.
Left to its own devices, the 8th Circuit sends the question back to Judge Kornman. The appeals court declined to vacate Judge Kornman's ruling that the old state law was unconstitutional. The 8th Circuit let it stand as a matter of public interest, saying that petitions are core political speech where First Amendment protection is especially powerful. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.
That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.